Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us in studio, as she does every Thursday, is Rhea Hughes. She was at the game last night. Rhea, how are we doing?
Oh, much better than around halftime last night.
Yeah, well, I imagine all of us. So take us inside. What was it like in there?
Because it was the atmosphere.
You could hear it on TV.
Yeah,
it was,
we could hear the booze.
It was not pretty in the first half. What was it like as it all kind of twisted and turned?
Well, it was everything that you had feared. You went, because we had spent, I think, since Embiid came back, our time convincing ourselves this was going to be different.
Yep.
For me, it was a lot more about Nick Nurse than it was as much Embiid. But you know, and you're watching this, and you're going, how can Embiid and Maxey both be terrible at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, and the thing is, like, I know we're all talking about Miami's defense and the swarming defense. If the Sixers had just made their layups and open shots in the first half,
yep,
maybe we're not talking about that.
Well, that's the thing about, like, when you face a zone, someone's going to be open if you just pass the ball
and
the
they
right
were.
Way. Yeah.
And they were open. I mean, they were missing layups. I mean, they were missing, you know, three open threes. So, and then it drives me nuts because Embiid, you know, he likes to consider himself a finesse player, right? So he's dribbling at the top of the key, and he's dribbling and he's dribbling and he's dribbling. And I'm going, Jimmy's going to steal it. And Jimmy just went, and I went, you are not a point guard.
It's almost like in football, the quarterback's got to have a clock in his head. He has to have a clock in his
correct
head. And someone's coming to take that ball away if he doesn't get rid of it.
We
or
could
it
see it from, we were on the other side, and I went, somebody's going to steal this ball. Boom, right there.
Yep, and he just layaway, you know, breakaway layup. But then it changed. I mean, the second half was phenomenal. And
Batum.
I mean, it was like every time he touched the ball, it was just boom, right in. It was awesome.
And they never decided that they were going to stop him from getting the ball.
I know.
No, because
they didn't
believe
it.
The game plan was to just to stop Joel and beat him and Maxey. But then, Batum reminded you that old dude, like, I remember NBA Live back in the day with the old dude with the afro, 35 years old, just used to shoot deep threes and ask everybody, where's your defense? That was him last night. He was the OG out there just shooting the threes, making it happen for the squad.
Yeah, and Nurse finally pulled the plug on Tobias. And Rhea, I don't want to see much from him in this Knicks series. I know he'll play some. They're not going to just not dress him, but like he better not be on the court for large stretches.
It's hard to watch. I mean, we've been complaining about it for about 2 years now, and obviously against the Heat because of Jimmy Butler, it's difficult to watch him out there. And I don't think anybody wants, and it looks like Nick Nurse doesn't want to see it anymore either.
Did you hear what Nick Nurse said after? And let's listen to this. Nurse after the game on why. This sounded to me like a coach that didn't want to tell everyone that he lost faith in a player. So he put a nice little thing on top of it. Yeah, but listen to this. I mean, this is obviously not the truth from Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse on Tobias and why he didn't play much down the stretch.
No, I thought Tobias was playing fine. I thought he played a ton of minutes. I thought he was absolutely tired. That was the only reason I made that switch. And I made the switch back to Kyle. To Buddy, I thought Buddy was playing great and gave us a spark too, but I just thought it was that time of the game where Kyle will usually make a play or two, and he did. He checked in, ran down a long rebound, very next possession, tap, steal, tap from behind, like just was going with what I thought we needed at the moment.
My favorite thing he did there, one, he was tired, and then he also starts answering another question that has nothing to do with Tobias.
No.
Well, I put Kyle back in for a bit. That's not what we're talking about here.
Here's what
he
I think he was. Here's what
I.
We all know that he wasn't tired. He's just, I don't know what it, you know, it's just gone away from him. But I appreciate that answer better than the one I got from Doc Rivers, when people complained about Ben Simmons, and he said, you know, celebrate him.
Celebrate him.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we all know, you know, he's not going to say a guy sucks. You know, so he's not going to do
and
that.
And he's probably going to need, at some point, you're probably going to need.
You're going to need minutes from him. But,
yeah.
But
hopefully not that many, but
no.
Yeah.
But Kyle Lowry last night was like somebody lit a fire. I mean, he,
hustle, man.
A hustle.
The play, when he made the three early in the first half, it was before Jimmy got hurt. And then he sprinted back down the other corner to guard him. They've missed, they haven't had many guys like that the last few years in the playoffs. It's like if Joel's not, you know, playing well, the whole team just crumbles. They've got guys with fight
now. It's that want to, Joe. And that's the reason why I felt like, I don't know how you felt, Rhea, because we were texting back and forth.
I texted Hugh at one point. I went, Embiid, 15 points.
Yeah, and it was almost like, it almost felt like everybody else was playing hard. So I hate to say it like this, but that's what it kind of felt like, that it made Joel Embiid, he couldn't tank. Without a better way of saying it. He had to step his game up.
Well, that's the benefit of not having another guy like Harden here, right? Because the two of them would quit together.
Yes.
Like the rest.
There was no quitting this team last night.
There
that's
was not.
It was.
No. It was great. All right, but let's talk about the big picture here. Do you feel better about their chances now after last night or worse? Because there's a good, right? We're discussing Nurse and the role players, but the reality is he doesn't look right. Really.
No.
Embiid doesn't look physically right.
But there's also a thing with him when he starts off bad that kind of, he needs to start off quickly.
Yeah.
And it was funny because Elliot actually posted a thing from Nick Nurse's book that he wrote a couple years ago when he was with Toronto, that, you know, the mental part of Joel's game is getting off to a quick start. When he doesn't, he just drags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraged because of Nick Nurse. There was a point in the game, the block on Hero by Batum. Batum said post game that a minute before, when they were on the bench, one of the assistants handed him a video and said, this is the play they're going to run. Look for it. He said, so I knew exactly. So I'm like, okay, I'm seeing like better coaching.
Yeah.
So I feel good about that. I am concerned that Embiid didn't look great last night and these games are going to be coming every couple of days. But I think, you know, I'll see how I feel after Saturday's game. I think he'll have it's at the Garden. You know, Embiid loves those kind of games.
That's the Mecca.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great play. Have you ever seen a basketball game there, Hugh?
Yes, I have. Way back in the day when I used to play for the Jets.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere.
It's a cool atmosphere.
It's going to be really a lot of fun. But I'm a little concerned about him. But, you know, Maxi needs to step up.
You know, that's kind of the under-talked-about thing from last night. Because, you know, we're concerned about Joel's health. Obviously, those are all the positive. Maxi just was kind of out of it last night. And they... He's not a second-year player anymore.
No.
He's an all-star now. Yeah. I expect him to be at 25 points. If he's not, that's a bad night for him.
No, and Nurse, what I like was Nurse was honest about what at halftime. He goes, yo, dude, you're faster than Jimmy Butler.
Go.
You know, so, yeah, he needed to get something lit underneath him. So I need to see more out of him as well.
Yeah, that part you brought up about Batum referencing the coaching, I'd never heard that once in the last few years with Doc. Not one time did anyone say, you know what, coaching staff really put us in a great position.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
It's refreshing to have a coach that can make a difference. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to, we got Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Tom.
Yo, ladies. And Hugh, how are we doing today?
What's up, Tom?
What's going on?
You're warning us up.
Oh, man. So, Hugh, real quick, you're house hunting?
Yeah, I went out yesterday. As a matter of fact, I saw some places yesterday.
You finally decided to do this.
I mean, the way you said it, though.
It's been like a year.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a year.
Well, I happen to be selling my house.
Where you
want
you live?
Tom's house?
Well, I want to kind of go to Delaware a little bit.
Tom's in
Yeah.
That's
why would you go to Delaware?
Yeah, because I just want to, you know, separate, you know, the work life from, you know, the live life.
Well, but it's an easy way. It's easy to get there.
I think he wants to stop the hustle and bustle of the city.
Yeah.
All right, so all I heard going into last night's game was, oh, Joel Embiid's in the best shape he's ever been coming into the playoffs. Not so much, huh?
The wool was pulled over. You know, here's what I'm wondering, Tom.
Paradise.
Were we lied to, or did he retweak the knee last Friday? Because remember, he didn't play Sunday, and they said, caution. I don't know.
Lied to because it's the Philadelphia second rounders. This is much of the same, man. It's much of the same. You get three things from Embiid. You either get that he's injured, he's gassed, or let's not forget my favorite one in game 6 or 7 last year, he'll give up.
Well, luckily we didn't get the last one last night.
He didn't down the stretch.
No, I thought he played well down the stretch. He had the three-pointer, three-point play, the assist.
Yep.
Tom, last night was a little different, but unfortunately those first two things are still in the back of our minds, that he's not going to be physically able to do this.
And while I agree with you, like, Tobias Harris should not see the floor for the rest of these playoffs, let me ask you guys this. If Jimmy Butler don't get hurt, do the Rounders win that game?
No.
See, I disagree with everybody on that.
You think they win still?
I do, because I went back to the games that they was that their fourth game they played this year? They played four during the regular season.
The Sixers and Heat.
Yeah, but the last three games. So the April 4th game is the best one, because in February, when Miami beat the Sixers by 5 points, there was no Embiid or Jimmy Butler. The March 18th game, there was no Embiid or Tobias, not that we would notice there. Sixers won that game by seven. On the April 4th game, when those two teams were battling for position, Joel played, Jimmy Butler played. Sixers won that 109-106. Embiid had 29, Maxey had 37. So
right.
I don't think
there's the difference,
yeah,
though.
But, you know, Jimmy, but yeah, exactly. Those two guys have to show up. So I still don't think that if Jimmy, I think they were going to win that game last night. It wasn't going to be easy.
I've been all over this team. I don't expect anything from them. Obviously, I want them to win, and I'm watching, and I'm rooting. But a part of me just hopes they go down to the Knicks so I don't have to see them exit in the second round again.
Well, that's the kind of the pain of the past that we don't want to deal with again. Look, the Knicks series, Tom, man, we appreciate it. The Knicks series is going to be fascinating, Rhea, because they're like the Heat, just a little bit better. You know, like
they Brunson, play dirty.
Yeah, Brunson's their butler. They have one really good player, and then a bunch of role. They're going to make it. They're going to try to make the game ugly. Like,
and that's what Thibodeau does.
Yeah.
So you know, I think it's an evenly matched, because you know everybody thought I have respect for them, because when Julius Randle went down, I went, they're done.
Yep,
that's what.
And
I
they
thought.
Never stopped playing hard. They beat the Knicks. Now I know. I mean, not the Knicks. The Celtics weren't really had anything to play for, but they beat them by like 30. They beat the Sixers by, 36 points? They play really tough, and that's Brunson. I love his game. I still can't believe he was ever a free agent. They ever allowed him to get away.
The Mavericks are crazy
no,
for that.
No, it's insane.
Do we have to denounce Villanova, by the way, for the next few weeks? They're all Villanova people.
Well, no, it's like Big Five. So, no, because we got Kyle Lowry.
Well, right. So, you're right. Yes. We have our own Villanova guy. So but that team's a lot of Villanova
yeah,
players.
Yeah, well, so it's Kyle Lowry here. You got Brunson, Hart. Is it Hart?
Hart, DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo. And then there's a St. Joe's guy up there, too. I can't remember. Hold on. I got his name. I wrote it down. Yeah, so it's like the Big Five.
It really is. It's a very Philadelphia basketball.
Charlie Brown Jr., something like that. There's a St. Joe's guy who's on their team.
The whole series is going to feel like that, right? It's just going to feel like Philadelphia basketball. I'm glad you brought up the Lowry point.
It is Charlie Brown Jr.
Yeah, if
I was like, somebody's not named Charlie Brown.
It's a great name. It is a great name. Let's talk to Miles in Fishtown. What's up, Miles?
Yo, guys.
Hey, Miles. What's up?
I'm just glad that there are some people who called in who are as pessimistic as I am, because I was watching the game last night, and every time Joel Embiid would pause from his little trot that he does, he would grab his knee, readjust his knee band. The guy would never last one seven-game series, let alone several. And I was so upset. I was so upset in general. But I was so upset last night that they won, and now they have to delay getting knocked out of the playoffs until maybe the second round. At least if we face the Celtics in round one, good. They lose. We go home early. We can move on with our lives. And the Phillies and Eagles coming up.
So you just want to speed up the pain. That's what you want to do. Just speed it up. Get it here faster.
Get it over with. You know what's funny? I was walking on Frankfurt Ave yesterday, and I actually saw Jimmy Butler. He's sitting outside some cafe or something. I don't know. I really wanted to go talk to him, but he's a celebrity. I didn't want to be that random dude that comes up and bothers him. The thing I would have told him, please, Jimmy, just put us out of our misery. Help us lose.
Well, he
so we
tried, Miles.
Early.
I mean, he was every time he stole the ball in the first half, it did feel like that. He was trying to put
He did try. I mean, like, look, the pain that he played through, man. That guy's got the heart of a champion. I'm a Sixers fan because I live here, but
I can tell.
I really love the Heat. I've been burned, okay? I have pain.
Well, the burn of the last 5 years is fair, right? Like, it just feels like every year we convince ourselves, and we're doing it again. I mean, like,
I know that's what's driving me bonkers. We're doing it again.
Well, just wait till they win game one Saturday. Hugh's going to come in here printing the tickets to the finals if they win game one.
No,
you know what,
Joe,
don't do that. I am optimistic. I am very optimistic for this team.
No, stop it, y'all. The game plan was, it looked bad. It forced the ball to Embiid, pass the ball around the perimeter, and either get an open shot or pass to Embiid. It didn't look smooth.
Okay,
it
now I agree with you with that.
Came out of nowhere.
I agree with you with that. But in the second half, they went away from that philosophy and they started.
Passing
they started
was really,
going.
Yeah, it was crisp.
And they started giving it to everybody the ball else as well as he has in a
he
playoff
had like
game.
Six assists.
He had a couple of Batum shots were good passes from Embiid. Yeah. Miles, last night was encouraging towards the end, but the reality is that Joel's still not physically right, and that makes it hard to fully believe. I get it.
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, I wanted to see Maxey step up when Embiid looked bad. And, you know, he did okay. But we can't bank on 35, 36-year-old, 38-year-old, whatever he is, Nick Batum. You know, we can't bank on these role players to really step up and pick up the slack.
Well, you know what it is, and Miles, we appreciate it. The role players, Rhea, can win you a game or two. And they might do it against the Knicks. But
they're not going to sustain.
They're not winning four, right? You need Joel and Maxey. I mean, I think they combined for 42 last night. They need to be at 60.
Yeah.
That's a big gap.
No, it was not good by either of them. And the Batum thing is just so weird because it just kind of came out of nowhere. But it was like of necessity, obviously. But here's the thing with that last caller. I was struck by it. Like, he just wants it over.
Yeah.
And I always just want more games. And I was going, I wanted to go back at him and say, no, you always want more games. And then I remembered what it was like for the last 6 weeks of the Eagles season.
I wanted less games.
Yes.
No more.
That Monday night playoff game, no one wanted to watch.
No.
And, you know, and clearly the Eagles didn't want to play in it either. But I, you know, before I chastised him, I remembered, that was pretty painful.
Yeah,
so.
The Eagles thing you brought up, I remember thinking at halftime, is it worth it to go to Detroit to get smacked the next week? Now, at that point, like halftime of that game, I was like, let's just finish this thing. It wasn't worth it. Now, this is a little different with the Sixers, though, because the Knicks are beatable. Sixers are the favorite in the series, which is a little bit.
How much are they favored
by? So it opened last night with the Knicks were at plus money, but it's moved. It's kind of even now, both sides. So I think a lot of people probably saw the Knicks at plus money and just bet on them last night. But the Sixers are still slight favorites. That surprise you?
They're
a seven seed.
I think because people look at it and go, all right, they have one great player,
right?
Jalen Brunson. And the rest, you know, are just,
role,
you know, just a bunch of role guys. And that this, you know, Sixers, it was an off night for Embiid. But we're watching a guy we've seen this before.
Of course.
They've heard of Maxey and Buddy Hield and Kelly Oubre. Yeah. So there's just probably more name players on the Sixers than there are on the Knicks, and that's probably why.
It feels to me, it just feels like a seven-game series. I think I could see the Sixers and Knicks being a very long series, Hugh. I don't think anyone wins this in four
or five. I don't think that's a bad thing because, I mean, a seven-game series, when you talk about Joel Embiid's health, I think if he can ramp up, that'll probably be beneficial for him down the stretch.
That's the question. Is this a ramp up or is
he
going to deteriorate?
Hurt?
Yeah.
It's a concern. I'm going, seven.
What I'm more concerned about is knowing what we know about him and how the offense usually goes through him, are we going to do that again? Are we going to try that again, knowing that the tape is out there where they're trying to, you know, keep clog up the middle and keep him from getting the ball? Are we going to still try to go out there with that same kind of offense?
I think Miami plays a little bit of a different defense. They're not like that zone defense that that Miami plays. They can do more man to man.
Yeah,
that's what they do. So I think it's going to be different, and I think it's just going to be dependent on other guys getting and you know Maxey's got to push it. So this team can get out and transition.
Yeah, so like today is about Joel's health, and it's about the role players. Maxey's getting a little pass for last night.
He's totally getting a pass.
Yeah, that won't fly against the Knicks.
No.
I mean, I think if we ask people right now who's a better player, Maxey or Brunson, I think a lot of people in our audience would say Maxey.
They haven't watched Brunson enough.
Well, I think Brunson's better right now, but he has to be close to him. Like, you know, because then Embiid could swing the series if Maxey could kind of match Brunson.
Exactly.
But if Maxey plays like last night, he's not close to what Brunson has been. Not this year.
I've been seeing, you know, who's going to match up with Brunson, and I keep seeing a lot of Kyle Lowry. I'm like, that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be
that
awesome.
That would be really cool to see.
Yeah, something we got to get Jay Wright a seat to watch that one. Yes. Let's talk to Matt in Mantua. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Matt?
Good. First-time caller. I'm not a big basketball knowledge of wealth, but I tell you, just hearing some of the fans call in, I just think that back your team. Don't say put us out of our misery. And, you know, if it goes the second round, seven games like you said, I think that's great. More for Embiid playing time. But, man, a lot of guys are saying, oh, we just put us out of our misery and just a lot of complaining going on. They're in the playoffs, which a lot of people didn't think they were going to make with Embiid even not maybe coming back.
Totally. Well, Matt, and I think the take from or one of our callers in the last few minutes about that, I think that would have been more appropriate if they lost last night.
Yeah.
I probably would be saying that. Just lose Friday, put us out of our misery because they're not going to beat the Celtics. But they won, Matt. They won the game. And,
but you know, some people are going to feel like that.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
it's the past.
And they're burned.
Defense mechanism.
Yeah, because they
I don't really want to win. I want to lose.
You know what it is, Matt? Because they see the potential of this going bad. Because I'm going to tell you what. Last night, it was trending that way. It was trending
it was.
That way.
It was.
It was.
So I can't be mad at people for feeling like that.
No, and that's true. You sit back and watch. You see, it's like any game, he's always a chance. If you're down by 30 points, he's always a chance. You can see what happens. But you know, loyalty, just back your team, man, and see what happens. I mean, like I said, it could have been worse, lost the game, once and done, you're out, and then you complain a little bit, but, you know, I don't know, just got to go with it, I think. I mean, see what happens, I don't know.
Well, and again, Matt, and we appreciate the phone call. If they were facing the Celtics next, or the East, the top of the East was amazing, I think it'd be different. Like, oh, Embiid struggled,
they're going to get smoked.
But
yeah, they're done.
Again, they've been put as the favorite, and I look at it as an even series. So, and then after that, if they can get through,
it's Bucks Pacers, right?
We might be facing Doc with a hobbled Giannis.
I want to see the Bucks, but the Pacers have handled them easily this year. Not easily. They've been slugfest, but 4 or 5.
Yeah,
they've taken from them.
The Pacers play at a crazy pace.
Yes.
It's like the old Suns.
Isn't that like the fast? They got the fast pace in the NBA.
Yeah, they just run and shoot. So I'm not sure how Embiid would handle that particular series. That might be a challenge.
Bucks. We want the Bucks. Yes.
It
would be poetic.
I mean, it'd be just the fun of this, right? Yes. Jimmy in the first round, then the Knicks. And we haven't had a Sixers-Knicks playoff series. Like
89?
It's been
I think they swept the Sixers.
So that kind of rekindling that New York. Plus, Spike's here now, so we get the Sixers and Knicks thing.
Spike got out of New York just in time.
I know. It's almost like he timed that exactly.
Perfectly.
Like, I got to get down here now. And then potentially Doc after that. It does feel like the most fun possible run for us as fans.
It could be, I'm hoping for. I mean, you know, what happened with the Eagles notwithstanding, playoffs in the NBA, NHL, just because of the amount of games in a series, you grow to hate people.
Yeah, of course.
You get villains. So, you know, we'll develop a hatred. I don't think anybody's going to ever develop a hatred for Brunson just because, you know, we...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like them, just not for the next couple of games.
Oh, we'll pick a Nick out over the next week. We need
to pick one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not Charlie Brown Jr., right? We like him? He's okay?
It's just a cool name.
It is a great name.
Is his dad? Is your dad Charlie? I guess his dad
I'm sure
Charlie
he got a lot
Brown.
Of that as a kid.
You can't be a junior, Hugh.
Yes.
Let me explain the rules to you.
on the other side, we'll go through all the junior rules, seconds, thirds.
No, I'm just saying his dad, like his dad probably got a lot of heat for that. Yeah. Like being
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown then do it to his kid. Yeah. And by the way, yes, he has been called JoJo by many people. I don't know how you missed that.
Yeah, I feel like Atlanta.
It was more when he was younger, right? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of faded the last few years.
Did Brett Brown call him that?
Oh, was
might
Brett.
Have been might have been Brett.
I've never heard him.
Yeah, no, he was referred to before a lot as JoJo. Somebody called him that all the time.
I think you're right. It was Brett.
Yeah.
Brett
was, I did not know that.
Brett also called Jimmy Butler James, and that was actually his real name.
No,
it's not James.
Yeah. It's funny with people with names like that, because one time Angelo called Billy King. Angelo always says, he goes, well, William. And he goes, no, my name. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, no, my actual name is Billy.
So my son is Luke, and a lot of people think he's Lucas, but he's not.
No.
He's just Luke.
Exactly.
So that happens sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
JoJo, it just sounds funny.
Not for you?
Grown-ass man, JoJo. 200-some-odd-pound man, JoJo.
Well, whatever it's called. He's got to play better than he did last night.
Yeah.
Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in, as always.
Oh, she's leaving again?
Next time we talk to you, it'll be draft night for the Eagles.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Into draft night.
All right, I'm going to get my draft board together.
All right,
I've been doing the mock at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I take my notes.
Well,
every
then
day.
You should have a big board all set up then.
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
All right, Rhea's big board next week. All right, Rhea, we appreciate it. We'll come back. Hit your phone calls 215-592-9494. Now that you've had a chance to sit on what you watched last night, do you feel better or worse about the Sixers' chances at a big run? Plus, we have to get some audio of Jalen Hurts from yesterday. And if we feel better after hearing Jalen speak for the first time extendedly since the season end, we'll play some of it, react a lot of interesting stuff from Jalen yesterday, especially with this new coordinator and his role in this new offense. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.